This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jim. My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me. She's booked. Vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yeah. Yep.
She's going along.
There's a chance her and I are on the same dive bar. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight number?
Jamie.
I saved you guys 2 chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, good morning. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 and also on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast, it's all there. Welcome to a Thursday, August 1st. Good morning, Jamie.
Did you guys see Schmidl's hair?
I did.
It looks so good, doesn't it?
Man.
It's so much better.
Oh.
Like, I like it. I mean, night and day. It looks so good.
I told him.
Did you?
He's good. A handsome feller.
Well, I mean, it looks like it's maintained. You know?
No, it looks good.
Yeah,
it
that's
looks
what great. I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm saying, like, it looks like it's maintained, not that.
You know
science,
what he did?
Weird science guy stuff.
He went out and bought himself a blow dryer for the first time.
Whoa.
He's never owned one before, he said.
Really?
Yep. Really? Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
It's $40, but I went out and bought one.
Isn't that an amazing invention?
Oh,
that blow dryer?
Yeah. It's crazy how it makes your hair look nice. Like, usually my hair looks all really greasy, but with the blow dryer, not greasy.
Not greasy.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, you had that greasy look, man. Bucket of chicken.
Now it looks like you take a shower.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That. Yeah. I actually woke up this morning and took a shower so that I could use my new blow dryer and do my hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, big you're
steps.
Like a new man.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't make that a daily thing. We're used to you the way you are.
Right.
we like a little, you know, odor left behind when you leave the studio.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if I'd put it like
let's just keep it. Built up. Okay, let's just keep them built up.
Jamie, yesterday, you left the studio. She goes, anybody smell pot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
I've been meaning to get new shoes, though, because when I'm crushing up all that weed, it just gets all over the shoes that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I want to have different shoes to wear at the station.
That would be a good idea, probably.
Because
we all think in our heads, like, dude, he's a stoner.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we forget that you work at a pot factory.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a lovely Thursday, but it's really sad because another fire started, and they're saying this one, they think was caused by fireworks, I think. Was this the one that was the fireworks?
No, two started yesterday.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we already had three, and then we had one more.
Well, the one that started with the fireworks they put out.
That was out in the Arapahoe Fairgrounds, I think it was.
Okay, so we're at four fires though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, four this morning.
Okay, all right. And where's the other one? Boulder?
Yeah, Lakeshore. That's what they're calling it, Lakeshore Fire. And they're saying that it was... Human started it.
Son of a bitches.
And they're looking for any tip they can get, too.
Yeah, they are.
So they can prosecute.
Yeah.
And they should.
Do you know what the weather's supposed to be like today?
Hot, dry.
Really?
Same thing.
Supposed to be like that till Friday.
Okay, yeah. Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
All right, just between the four of us.
Yeah.
What happened to that cloud seeding thing?
I don't know.
Remember that whole cloud seeding thing that we have the technology to seed some clouds? Because yesterday I saw some clouds that probably wanted to seed.
Yeah.
They were up in the air, and I was like, those clouds need some seeds.
You know, I thought of that earlier in the week, too. Yeah. I thought, man, can't we? I thought we had the ability to make some rain.
Do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't Dubai do that? And then they ended up getting floods?
Yes.
Like, really bad.
They overdid it.
Overseeded. Yeah.
And I think the floods, they affect a lot more people.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Than the fires
do. Well, I don't know. We already have one. How did the one person pass away?
I have no idea.
They were in a home.
They were.
Yeah, they were found in one of the homes.
Remember when that couple in Grand Lake, they got underneath the house? I don't know what they were thinking. I guess they were just desperate measures.
Now, did the home burn?
Yes.
Or just smoke?
No. The home is a total loss.
Yeah, so I know that they passed away.
Yeah, they had somebody out in Arapahoe County. Who's shooting fireworks during all this?
I know.
That's crazy. Now, they put that one out very quickly. It didn't spread very far. But man, oh man, who in the hell was out there firing fireworks at the fairgrounds?
Well, I will tell you this. Denver is just now replacing its lead pipes for water.
Yeah.
If that's any indication.
What do you mean?
Lead poisoning? Brain? Hello?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't
remember Schmidel had water from the lead pipes?
Yeah, for a long time.
We used to kind of make fun of him, which is not nice.
All right, so you have the four wildfires, the Gross Reservoir, which is the one that was new yesterday, right? You've got the Alexander Mountain in Larimer. You got Stone Canyon, Deer Creek Canyon, and they're all on fire this morning. I think one's at 20% containment, which is moving in the right direction. But some of the others, not contained at all.
The one by your house has really gotten out of control.
I'm driving home yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Well, they canceled baseball yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Because of the smoke for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm driving home yesterday, and literally it looks like C-470 is driving straight into the fire. I mean, it is unbelievable. It was blazing yesterday.
It looks like an atomic bomb over there, because I was going to the cabin, and I was like, whoa, that's that fire.
It's God. It's the biggest I've seen.
Yeah, it's crazy. And now it's maybe going into Ken Carroll, or they're pre-evacuating Ken Carroll?
The update I have this morning simply is a lot like when I went to bed last night. Ken Carroll, yes, it's on high alert this morning.
Again, I really recommend Watch Duty. It's, you know, Watch Duty. It's an app. It's free. But somebody said, I put it on our Facebook page, this Watch Duty. It has a flame on it. That's the way you'll know it's the right one. And somebody said if you pay the premium, which she is because she's over in the Ken Carroll, you can follow the aircraft that are dumping water.
Really?
Yeah, if you pay the whatever it is, like $12 a month, you can actually follow all the aircraft that are in the air right now dumping water.
I'm driving home yesterday. There were two helicopters, both getting water out of the reservoir over
Chatfield.
And also there were like two or three different airplanes that were doing surveillance of the fire too. I mean, there were air traffic control was out of control.
I was thinking about paying that $12, but I mean, is it really worth it? I can just kind of look up and see where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd pay $12. It's not a month. It's just one time.
I think she said a month.
That's a lot.
I don't know.
I'm not going to pay a month.
You know what? Don't listen to me because I don't know. I'm not sure. I read it last night, but I don't remember. No. I don't retain information well.
Keep you updated as the day goes along. These fires keep going, and a lot of them out of control. And the situation right now with the weather is more could be on the way. So be on the lookout. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show here on August 1st. First day of August. You know what today is, too?
Big celebration. Jerry Garcia's birthday. 82 years old. And by the way, shout out to Kelly and Kylie, who are right now in their car headed to DIA to go to Las Vegas to see the Dead & Company.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great show. I saw it at the Sphere, and it is incredible, man.
And what a day to go on Jerry Garcia's birthday.
Yeah. Today's his birthday.
Yeah, it would have been 82.
That. Yeah. Yep. Today is also Colorado Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet there's some deals.
Yeah, there's a few deals, but
like free fishing or something.
They're kind of boring, though.
Are they?
Yeah. You have to go to, like, the museum.
Oh, right.
Places that I don't fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some good deals for those, but today is Colorado Day.
How old are we?
We are 148 years old, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
140. We're an old lady.
Yep.
We're an old lady. Yeah. We became a state.
Are we a she or a he?
I think every state's a she, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, America is a she, right?
Yeah,
isn't
she
the USA
is.
A
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
I would guess every state is a she also.
These are really good questions.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I think we're an old lady at 148 years old, but today is Colorado Day, so celebrate.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Go get some wings or something.
Or something. Kylie just said thanks for the shout out.
Yeah.
Woo. And she wrote woo hoo. Well,
we're here for
so
Kylie.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They are literally going today and coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's psycho stuff.
I love that, though. I mean,
oh, dude, I have such bad FOMO right now.
I bet.
No idea.
Especially being Vegas.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, come on.
I think you're going to find a lot of people doing that with the Sphere, though.
Yeah.
The Sphere is one of those venues that you just want to go see. You don't have to stay in Vegas for a couple of days, 3 days, whatever, but just go out there, see a concert, come home.
I think it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Because I'd stay and gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that out when I was out there a couple of weeks ago to see this whole Dead & Company show. But
right.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Good show.
I still haven't been to the Sphere. Yep. I just saw it. I saw the big ball and the guy was smiling at me.
Yeah.
The little thing. Yeah. Did some faces.
It's amazing. It really is. Do you have any idea what they paid for the tickets?
I do not.
Because they really vary for this Dead & Company show. I mean, you can get in for a couple of $100 and then on certain nights, they're like $1,000.
I do know she said that general admission was still as of, I don't know, 4 days ago, general admission still had tickets.
Well, this is the last show, so I bet it's pricey, right?
I don't know. All I see is Schmidl's mouth moving, but I don't know what he's doing.
This weekend and next weekend are the last shows of their residency.
Yeah, this
you would think
the
they'd be sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she said there was general.
Yeah, these are the added dates.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I guarantee you they're sold out on Friday and Saturday.
I'm sure they
Thursday
will.
Thursday nights are the ones that are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we ran into anyway when we were out there.
And they're staying at some hotel I've never heard of in my life. Shadyville.
Oh, so it's not nice.
It's like off the strip.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Next to the Gold Nugget.
He's staying in Henderson or something?
No, it's not even that good. Henderson has some really nice resorts. No, this is like, they're like staying where I think some of the prostitutes and meth addicts.
Got a great deal on a room,
they
though.
They did. They got a great deal. It's $38.
Wow. That's like where I stay. That's exactly where I stay.
Yeah.
The meth heads and the hookers.
Yep. They come back different.
It is a great show, and I'm telling you, man, if you've never been to the Sphere and you see some act come along that you want to see, great place to see it.
I just feel like, I mean, I have not been there, but Julie, Kylie, Kelly, they've all been there. I just feel like I would fall down or something. It feels like...
Oh, because it's so steep.
It feels like you would fall.
Like, yeah, I didn't get that feeling. And you do have that effect that they put on the screen.
Right.
But it's not as... I don't think it's as intense as you think it is. It's awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you don't have that falling, or we didn't anyway. So
have that feeling.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you guys don't drink.
No. No. I will tell you.
That could be a game changer right there.
Right.
People that buy tickets to go out to Vegas to go to the Sphere, a lot of people do it wrong because they want the best ticket in the house. They think that's on the floor or down low. It's the worst ticket in the house. You do not want to be on the floor because you're just sitting there looking straight up to see the screen.
So it's like the first row at a theater or something?
Yeah, you don't want it. Mm-hmm. You just don't want it. Yeah. And you're better off. We were in the 300 section. Ideal. It was perfect.
So I think what you're saying is dig a hole in your backyard, have your wife bitch at you, and then have her break her leg. And you'll get the best seats in the house. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We did. We did sit in the handicap section, and that's a great, great area to sit in. So at any point that you can break a leg. By the way, we're going to use that broken leg this weekend.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's going to work out great for me.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're on Southwest Airlines. We're going to Florida this weekend. Mm. My wife went to the doctor yesterday. I took her to the doctor, and he gave her the clearance. Okay. Boot comes off. You got a little brace that you put on. That's it. Can drive again.
Oh, good. Whew. That is your favorite.
Man, no longer BJ Taxi anymore.
Oh, everything. Man.
It's great. It's great. It's great. But we're still going to do the wheelchair at the airport.
I like that move.
Both going and coming. Uh-huh. Both coming and going.
Yeah.
Both. Both.
So was it that great?
So we can get the front of the line, huh?
Was it that great?
What do you mean?
Was having the wheelchair that great of an advantage?
At the airport, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. They push you along. You get front of the line.
Don't you have to tip them?
Yeah, but it's $5, $10, whatever it is, you tip them.
What did you tip them?
Well, worth it. I don't know. She did it.
Oh, she did.
I didn't do it. I wasn't the one pushed.
Right. No, so. I just didn't. I thought maybe you right there, because she's handicapped. You could reach into your own wallet.
No. She had the money ready. I mean, she was prepared for it.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but it's a great move because you get the front of the lot in whatever seat you want on the airplane.
Well, the only thing is karma is a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys aren't taking away from anybody else except for maybe the other handicapped people that you're cutting the line of. But my friend, he's not even my friend. He's a tool. He parked in a handicapped spot, and I go, you know what? People like my dad need that spot, right? You are such a tool. You are so capable of you know, walking around. Next thing I know, he fell off a devil's head and broke every bone in his body.
Oh, no.
Instant karma right there.
Well, the karma's on her. It's not on me.
That's true.
So what do I care? I got to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Oh, she's the one with the bad karma, not me. I'm good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Psychopaths, I tell you. Psychopaths. Kylie just texted me. I did not know this. This is their third show, Dead & Company, in Vegas that they're going to.
Yeah. Wow. Because last time they went to two, right?
Yeah, in a row. It's like when you have a little kid in the back seat and he wants to watch the Cars movie over and over and over.
Yeah. Well, they do a different show.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, okay. Every night is a different show.
Every
right,
single night, yeah. They
every
have 300 night. Songs. Yeah. All the shows are different.
All right.
And that's cool.
There were several people when I was out there that were seeing all three nights, so they see different shows.
Well, yeah. I take that Cars comment back then.
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. They're saying that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are once again moving forward with their divorce. Would they just get this done? Because I'm exhausted. And if I'm tired, they got to be tired.
I feel like she would get back together in a heartbeat.
You do?
But yeah, I do. I do. But I feel like it's him. I don't know what he's found out. I don't know what happened, but something hit the fan, man, and he is done.
The news follows Affleck buying a new $20.5 million bachelor pad in the Pacific Palisades on Wednesday, July 24th, the actual day that was her birthday. So that's a weird timing thing. Yeah. Friends of Lopez claim Affleck's sudden bachelor pad purchase on her birthday was a stab to her heart. July 24th also marked the day that she finalized the sale of her 4-bedroom New York City penthouse for $23 million. These people and their properties. $23 million just for, you know, your third home. My God. A source said they finalized the divorce papers a month ago and have just been kind of waiting to file. But all the paperwork is done. They're going to come out, make a joint statement about how much love they have for each other and respect, and that their kids will continue to grow up together, and how hard they fought and it didn't work, and how many times she's been with so many different people and engaged, and how many rings she's collected in her life. And is she going to keep this ring? Probably it's her 10th.
Another one bites the dust.
Man, I'm tired. You just wore me out.
She gets these $5 million wedding rings, and she gets to keep them.
Mm-hmm. Collect them all.
My God.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened, but for him to go out and buy this bachelor pad on her birthday, man, is he mad.
Shot through the heart.
I kind of like it, though.
Yeah, it was definitely a move.
Yeah,
you know?
Ben's got some punch in him.
Carrie Underwood will be stepping in to replace Katy Perry as the American Idol judge. She officially joins the team 19 years after she won the competition. I think she's a great replacement.
And it's cool that she won.
Yeah, I think everything about this might even help American Idol because she's a breath of fresh air. I think a lot of people love her. I was just thinking about her yesterday because she extended her residency in Las Vegas. Doesn't she have little kids?
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you, like... Do you move them to Las Vegas and then put them in school there, or do you homeschool them? How does one raise children like this? I have lots of questions.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, my God, I was telling you, I couldn't even go out of town or do anything. These people have like full-blown careers in a different state.
Yeah, the whole school thing, unless they're homeschooled.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. She has 2 kids?
Yes. 9 and 5.
See, that 9-year-old's a tricky one. Because you got to keep them in the same school.
They're already established.
Yeah. So I don't know how she does it, but good for her. Anyway, I think it's a good choice for American Idol. I love this. I absolutely love this. Venezuelan president has challenged Elon Musk to a fist fight.
Who do you think would win? I think Elon might take him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's kind of a pudgy little guy, you know?
Well, which Venezuelan president is it?
It's the new one, I think.
Okay. Because there was a whole thing about...
I think the old one won, right?
That's why. Maduro. Was he
Yeah, he's the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spadil, you're fine. I don't even know who's president because there's a whole thing.
Yeah, I thought they just had an election, so I assumed it was like the new one.
No,
yeah.
They did, but they didn't want this guy to win, and he did win. And I think that's why Elon's...
You know,
it's all rigged. All the elections across the whole country.
No, I think Elon could take him.
Is this, just play number one.
Elon Musk, quien se mete conmigo, se seca. Quien se mete con Venezuela, se seca, Elon Musk. ¿Quieres pelea? Vamos a darle, Elon Musk. Estoy listo. Soy hijo de Bolívar y de Chávez. No te tengo miedo, Elon Musk. Vamos a darlo, pues. Donde quiera. Como decimos en Caracas, en los barrios. Si tú quieres, yo quiero, Elon Musk.
I take it back. I think that guy would win. Oh, my God. He shall take
it.
Elon, run!
He does sound scary, doesn't he?
He is vicious.
Oh, my God. That is... Megan Moraney, whatever her name is, she's a country singer, and she talked about... everybody's been kind of gossiping about this. Morgan Wallen. I thought he had settled down with the mother of his child.
No, because she recently got married.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then he threw the chair.
Exactly, that's because that happened maybe a couple days before he threw the chair.
You are correct. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. All right, so anyway, she talks about Morgan Wallen.
Why did the relationship end?
Okay, so it was never a relationship. Okay. Here's what I'll tell you, though, okay. Because I haven't told anyone this ever.
Okay, here we go.
So him and I met in 2020, and I was a senior in college. COVID hadn't happened yet. His Dangerous album wasn't even out yet. So we were friends for a long time. So it's what, 2024? That was 2020.
Yep.
So we're friends for a long time.
Okay.
We were not just friends, and now we're friends.
I love that answer. Okay, so you guys had like a little thing. A little thing, but you weren't officially dating.
Yeah, no, never officially dating.
But as we talked about, Megan, those can be the worst.
Yeah, I will say, if anyone's like overly sensitive and will get their heart broken and like, yeah, it's me.
So here's what she's doing. She's stooping Morgan because she's not really that popular yet. You know, she's not a household name. And she's hoping that the name game will get her going, or she's going to trap him. One of the two. One of the two.
It's a good play.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. But they're obviously stooping. I mean, yeah. She let that known. And then finally for you, it says Selena Gomez says she was depressed while she was dating Justin Bieber. I don't know why we need to know this. I guess somebody posted a TikTok video of back in the day of her and Justin Bieber, and she replied to it and said, kind of makes me laugh because I was so depressed back then. Oh, well.
Poor thing.
I know.
Probably because she had to zip him up in that cryo chamber every day.
Yeah, right? So much work, that guy. If you want to see a docuseries about the most demanding, bitchy, whiny, I don't know. Well, he's just a lot. Justin Bieber, you got to see the documentary. Was it on Netflix?
I think it's on YouTube.
YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! He's a lot.
Yeah.
I told you, he was just dancing, having a great time, and all of a sudden he's like, I'm depressed. And they had to shut down all the production of the whole video and everything.
Yeah.
And he's in the corner just rocking back and forth, and they bring this whole medical team, and Haley's by his side rubbing him, and I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah, he does have some issues.
No, for sure he has some mental illness, but I also feel like when the cameras are on, it was weird, you know?
It's amped up, I feel like.
It's very dramatic. You'll see. If you see it, you'll get it. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, when we come back here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, if you'd bet on the Olympic event that I told you about a couple of days ago, you would have made a fortune. A fortune. Put the mortgage on it. We'll explain next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Even though.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app, you could win $100,000. It's called the Summer Download with Odyssey. Go get the app. It's free. A couple of things. We'll get to the Olympic update after we take a break. I spoke a little too early on that one. Our vacation plans could be ruined, Jamie.
I saw. What's the name?
Well, there are two tropical depressions. Two depressions headed to Florida. One's over San Juan, Puerto Rico. The other sitting here in front of me.
Did you work on that one?
I got it written down here.
Did you really?
Yeah, JB tropical depression joke. Throw that in
but
there.
I know, but I'm the one that does the tropical depression joke.
I know. I just wanted to.
You wanted to steal it? I always say I have tropical depression. Then you just was like, well, I'll just go ahead and take her joke. Use it against her.
It doesn't have a name yet, I don't think.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, I don't think it's been named. I haven't seen a name. I don't know.
Well, last one was Burl or something, right?
Yeah, Burl,
so are we on C's?
I don't know. I have a good name for it. Yeah, but it's sitting out over Puerto Rico, and it looks like it's headed straight to where you and I are going to vacation.
Great. That's fantastic.
It's going to get there on Sunday. I get there on Saturday. It's going to get there on Sunday.
Well, I'm not getting there until Sunday.
You might not even get there.
I know, right? Like, would that be the...
That would suck.
Oh, my God.
That would suck.
Well, we'll just go to Hawaii or something. Yeah. But with our luck...
Yeah, but you see, your trip is a little bit more important than mine, because mine's just a summer vacation, lie on the beach, in the pool, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to get certified, your son is.
Yep.
For college, tried to get that scuba certification, and I don't know, this could churn some things up over there.
Yeah, think so. I don't know. You can always swim underwater, right, when it's lightning and thundering and hailing.
You know, if it's not too bad.
Land spouts, water spouts.
If it doesn't become a hurricane, you could probably get it done, yeah.
What are the chances it becomes a hurricane? I thought you said yesterday it was going to miss us.
What do you mean it's going to miss us?
You said yesterday it's not going to hit the panhandle.
It's moved. It's moved. It's a hurricane. Well, it's a tropical depression. I don't think it's going to become a hurricane, though. We're going to Destin, Florida, okay? And it looks like this system's going to hit the Gulf of Mexico by Sunday and probably linger there for several days, they say.
Great.
So I don't know exactly what's going to happen. The fires real quick here... Man, oh man, very little containment.
So there's four fires. I'm looking at 0%, 0%, 1% contained, and 20% contained.
Yeah,
the Stone Canyon, the fire in Lyons, that's got a 20% containment, but the rest of them are 0, 0, and 1.
Mm-hmm. The one over by my house near King Carroll, that's 340 acres that are on fire, zero containment. Hard for me to believe, man. They were taking water out of Chatfield Reservoir every 5 minutes yesterday, all day long, and still zero containment.
Yeah, they shut it down. They shut Chatfield Reservoir down so they could pull water.
Yeah, no,
because you don't want to suck up a boat.
No,
or like a swimmer. Or a paddleboarder.
Oh yeah. My God!
There's all these stories. There's urban legend that happened in California. You know,
yeah,
that they scooped up in that big bag.
Did it really happen?
I don't think so. I think it's just an urban legend, they grabbed like somebody in that big bubble.
I know we've seen stories of where, people that fall asleep in dumpsters.
Yeah.
And they get sucked into a garbage truck. Now, I know that's true for sure, but I don't know if anybody's ever been sucked up by one of those big buckets trying to fight a fire.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
That would be my luck if I went over to the reservoir to go swimming.
What the hell? They're like, the water's a little heavier this time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, scuba diver accidentally scooped up. See if that's true.
I don't know.
I don't either. It says this content isn't available.
Yeah,
I think it's a lie. Exactly.
Because it's a big fat lie.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.